Well, several months back, the planning committee for the taxation conference, you can imagine how exciting Wednesday and Thursday is when they 2 days on the federal income tax. But how can we make Friday estate planning day more interesting? Now, what happened when the planning committee was meeting together, they were watching WWE on television. And one said, hey, what a great why don't we have a tag team match at the taxation conference? And to make it even more interesting, let's have a tag team, one male and one female. That should make kind of a fun bout. And they decided, yeah, we can do it because they're married. So we were able to pull it off.
To each other.
We're married to each other.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. As usual, I'm commonly accused of this in the classroom. I admit some rather significant stuff. But at any rate, one of the committee members, by the way, is his name happens to be Mickey Wright, a graduate of UT Law School, an immigrant. He came here from Arizona. Melissa Wilms, we won't get into how they met and how we suffice to say, Melissa, it's the name of the firm is Wilms and Davis, I think it is. So perhaps it's Davis and Wilms. But at any rate, a long time supporters of this today's program have constant, frequent speakers at different CLE programs, members of ACTEC, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're going to, in fact, who was it? Waylon Jennings? There's a country song, Back to the Basics of Life. And we're going to get this morning program back to the basics of estate planning. Mickey and Melissa, or should I say Melissa and Mickey, take over.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stan. I appreciate it. So our topic this morning is estate planning for modest estates. And I think that all of you have clients with modest estates. Those are folks that are billionaires, but they don't brag about it. They keep it. They're very modest people. No, we're really talking about estate planning where, you know, the estate tax is not necessarily the top concern. A lot of the tools we talk about do impact estate taxes because we live in this constant cliff, you know, if and when the exemption will drop. And so we want to be thinking about some of those issues. The outline, the paper is riveting. I encourage you to spend time with it. We don't have time to cover everything. We're going to cover the things that we think are most important. But we are trying to focus on not ultra-high net worth clients.
And on the PowerPoint, which is posted for you guys too, you're going to see on most of the slides, there's page numbers up in the top right side, and that's going to be to just give you further reference into the paper. Claire, you went over the rates that we have, and we know that we're going to 13.99 because it's easier to work with odd numbers than even numbers next year. And then we have in 2026, we're supposed to have, as we know, go back to what we were in 2017, so $5 million for inflation. So we're kind of thinking maybe in the $7.25 million range. You guys know maybe that there was an election recently. And then
it's in all the papers.
And then about a week later or so, we learned that we had a trifecta going on of Republican control. And so we'll just have to see what happens. And then we know anything over the excess of that exclusion amount is taxed at 40%. Exhibit A of the paper, which is on page 77, will give you a breakdown of the history of the estate tax or all the transfer taxes from 1916 going forward. And so it's just a nice little reference for you guys. And of course, we have the unlimited marital deduction that never changes, that never gets touched of that. Talk about a political item. And remember, though, when you're working with clients, there can always be that mismatch between GST and the lifetime exclusion amount? What if they've done gifting that, yes, the annual exclusion amount applies for, that's a gift tax concept. It is not in the GST rules. And so you might end up having clients that have that mismatch and don't forget about that when they've been doing gifting, like gifting to trusts and stuff during lifetime.